Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for March 3rd, 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Michigan Democratic U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin is slated to give her party's response to Dear Leader Trump's joint session to Congress on Tuesday night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Slotkin a rising star inside the Democratic Party who will offer a bold vision of hope and lay out the fight to tackle the challenges that America is facing. That's good news to me because for most of Dear Leader's first month in office, Senator Slotkin has shown many Michiganders that she doesn't have much of a stomach to fight against the corporate authoritarianism that's taking over this country. Now, I get why establishment Democrats believe Slotkin's a rising star. She's Ivy League educated, she worked in the CIA and served in the Defense Department, and most of all, she won't ever really press for common sense, progressive solutions to solve these problems that Chuck Schumer says the first-term senator will do. Over the weekend, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut admitted his gross error of voting to confirm Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Murphy's mea culpa happened on CNN where he told Dana Bash, quote, "It was a mistake. I think a lot of us thought Marco Rubio was going to stand up to Trump on an issue like this." And like this, they're talking about Ukraine. Now, of course, every other person with a functional brain understood that little Marco was selected to serve, not his country, but Dear Leader. And yet Murphy believed Marco would show a spine? I'm not picking on Murphy alone because both of Michigan's Democratic Senators, Slotkin and the outgoing Gary Peters, also voted to confirm little Marco. Now, I'm also not just picking on them since Marco won confirmation by a 99-0 vote. I mean, what an abject failure the Democratic leadership has been in D.C. so far. Not one Democrat voted against Rubio. We knew Dear Leader's stances on the Palestinian people or Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Oh, and Dear Leader's stealing of classified documents. And yet not one Democratic senator voted against Rubio just as a protest vote. Incidentally, Alyssa Slotkin and Gary Peters have voted to confirm 8 of Dear Leader's picks. 8. While Elon Musk and Trump dismantle USAID, science research funding, eliminate the EPA and IRS workers, at the behest of multinational corporate donors, Slotkin has been MIA. As the country is getting ransacked by the tech bro oligarchy, Slotkin is failing to show the urgency that's needed during this time. Democratic leaders, though, believe that her bipartisan makeup will be exactly what the doctor ordered, which is asinine because as MAGA Republicans continue to drag the Overton window further and further and further to the right, Democratic leaders believe compromising on their turf is what the people want. And there's this belief that while Musk, Trump, and MAGA Republicans destroy institutions that help millions like Medicaid, Social Security, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that if Democrats play it cool and don't rock the boat, that they'll be able to fix everything and get us all back to normal when they get back in the power. But how can you fix everything if the boat's already on the ocean floor? And how can you compromise with a party that's driven by its ultimate goal of giving more financial and regulatory power to the oligarchs? Democrats could have gone with a fire breather, someone who's understanding the stakes of the game, somebody who understands the working class, and somebody who could have presented a stark, progressive, and commonsensical contrast to this regime. Instead, they went safe with Alyssa Slotkin, who, despite her bipartisan bona fides that she celebrated on the campaign trail, she barely defeated Mike Rogers, who is a darling of the defense contractor industry. But who knows, maybe she'll prove me wrong and give a rousing speech that'll get people out in the streets, starting with herself. But I'm not holding my breath. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.